This is How to Go Vegan podcast, and this is one of the frequently asked questions. What about the plants that are killed or harmed by eating a plant-based diet? Most people find genuine pleasure in the experience of harvesting fruit and vegetables, but few would find it enjoyable to watch a sentient animal being killed. If you don't share this perspective, try watching any one of the myriad of videos exposing the reality of animal slaughter. From a purely scientific perspective, animals, including humans, process information with neural networks. But plants process information hormonally, which are orders of magnitude slower than neural network processing. Given the extraordinarily slow information processing rate that occurs in plants, hundreds of billions of times slower than in animals, it is unreasonable to believe that plants are capable of actually experiencing pain, which is an evolutionary adaptation intended to provide animals with cues to escape danger, something plants are incapable of doing. That said, we should be concerned with the essential role plants play with regard to the ecosystem and environment. Vegan choices actually do more to protect plant life than eating an animal-based diet, which wastes vast quantities of plant food and other natural resources such as fresh water. It is impossible to live on this earth without doing some damage, but becoming vegan is the first step towards significantly reducing that damage. Animals are net consumers, not producers. This means that every animal raised for his or her flesh, eggs, milk, hair, skin, or byproducts consumes more food and resources than he or she produces. For example, it can take up to 16 pounds of grain, plant material, along with 2,500 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of, quote, beef, end quote. As we can see, while vegans may directly eat more plants than the average non-vegan, the damage to plant life caused by the production of animal products is far, far greater than that caused by eating a plant-based diet. And here's some information that we might want to remember. A person who eats a plant-based diet, a diet free of flesh, dairy, and eggs, saves 1,100 gallons of water, 45 pounds of grain, 30 square feet of forested land, 20 pounds of CO2 equivalent, and prevents the torture and murder of at least one sentient animal every day. There is one thing for certain, non-human animals are sentient, and just like we do, they love life and do not want to be exploited and do not want to die. Thanks to Angel Flynn for this frequently asked question, and please note, it's been slightly edited.